This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for June 6, 2022. In a video originally shared on Reddit, a Disneyland Paris cast member grabs an engagement ring in the middle of a proposal. In the video, a man and woman are standing on a stage in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle in Paris. It starts as the man kneels in front of his girlfriend, ring in hand. A cast member then runs onto the stage, grabs the ring out of the man's hand, and runs down the stairs, gesturing for the guests to follow him. Another cast member on the ground also gestures for the guests to step off the stage. They slowly step down from the stage as the crowd starts booing, and the cast member says, "Over here, that's going to be even better." According to user Wasgetlin on Reddit, the man had asked permission to do the proposal. Quote, "We regret how this was handled," said a Disney spokesperson to Newsweek. "We have apologized to the couple involved and are offering to make it right." To quickly weigh in on this, number one, Raphael, the cast member in the video, has made a number of magical moments, and I've witnessed this on every visit to Disneyland Paris. This is the individual who, you know, in the course of the parades and shows, will take time to teach all the guests the dance and take time with them. And the thing you have to understand about Disneyland Paris is people climb everything. And I know someone will inevitably come in and be like, oh, we had some Twitter responses like this from people that probably don't go to Paris. And yeah, sure, occasionally people climb stuff. Kids stand on trash cans, whatever, at Disney World. But if you go to Paris, you spend even just one day there, you will very quickly realize that it is a much bigger problem there. And people just people up on the hills having picnics, like behind a fence, people climbing walls. There's kids standing on the sign at Tower of Terror above a fountain, just all sorts of crazy stuff. You'll see in a day, it's just, I don't know what it is about that European crowd or the people that visit there, but they climb everything. And so this is something these cast members, I assume this was not the first guest he had to take off of the stage that day, because I've seen people up there where they have to like ask them to come down. So is it all right to break up a proposal? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But all I know is these people were where they shouldn't have been. But I also could believe some sort of, some people say like, maybe they asked a cast member they didn't really know. And I could see that happening in Paris. I could see you asking a custodian and then being like, yeah, sure, that's probably fine. And then you go up there and it's a very different story. I've had weird things happen to me at Disneyland Paris where one of us left to use the restroom while waiting for a show. And when we tried to come back, they wouldn't let us in. And they called security because of that, because so often guests try to scam the system there, that their automatic response is to call security instead of just understanding that we, you know, went to the restroom. No one gave the other person in my party a ticket to go to the restroom. We didn't know that was a thing. And instead the response is to call security. So Disneyland Paris is a weird place. It's kind of like the Wild West. Shanghai's like that too. But so there's a lot more. I know a lot of people instantly want to jump and blame the cast member. I'm going to stand up for Raphael here because I have seen what goes on there. And if you look at the people that go to Disneyland Paris regularly, those people on Twitter, they're defending him too because they get it. They've seen it. Obviously, if they was here in Disney World, maybe it's a little different because it doesn't happen so often. But let us know in the comments. Was he right or wrong? Were both sides wrong? Let me know what you think. I'm curious how people feel about it. Speaking of Disneyland Paris, they'll launch a new 30th anniversary remix merchandise collection inspired by its original Euro Disney name on June 7th. The sneak peek of the collection showcases a spirit jersey, a bucket hat, a mini ear headband, a pennant, t-shirts, and more in red, yellow, blue, and white. The merchandise features the Euro Disney name in 1992, of course. Euro Disney was the original name of the resort that was changed in 1994. The new collection will be available in Flora's and Disney Fashion at Disneyland Paris. Aribas France is also releasing a coinciding retro Euro Disney merchandise collection. I am kind of sad that this isn't all the original colors. The green is missing and stuff, but man, do I need all of this stuff. It's great. And if you've been watching our history series, Timekeeping, right here on the channel, you know all about the history of Euro Disneyland. If you haven't watched it, you should. The reviews have been great. You should check it out. Disney has removed the We Are Closed stickers from the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique entrance of the Magic Kingdom. The boutique is still closed, but scheduled to reopen later this year. Previously, the stickers read, "Sorry, we are closed," were on the windows of the doors. The windows and doors remain blocked by curtains, though. Internal casting for the boutique began in March, and the Royal Portrait Studio across the courtyard reopened in April. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique at Magic Kingdom will reopen this summer. Disney has not announced an exact reopening date just yet, though. Complete your balloon-inspired outfit with a new bucket hat and socks, part of the 50th anniversary Vault collection at Walt Disney World. The bucket hat is $29.99, while the socks are $14.99. We found both in the Main Street Cinema at the Magic Kingdom. The bucket hat has been selling a lot. I've seen a lot of guests wearing them. After refurbishing the marquee last year, Disney is now repainting the rest of the exterior facade of Mickey's PhilharMagic. After refurbishing the marquee, Disney has decided it's finally time to do the rest now. The support poles and decorative crowns also look freshly painted, and these spires look new and vibrant next to the faded blue and pink spire in the center of the marquee. We expect the rest to be done very soon. A new floral and gingham cottage mini ear headband, perfect for a summer picnic, has arrived at Walt Disney World. Found them at the Emporium in the Magic Kingdom for $29.99. They're also available at Disneyland Resort. In a new Shop Disney listing for an Orange Bird figure, Disney referred to the current event at Epcot as the International Food and Garden Festival. I mean, that's what we've jokingly called it for years now, but of course, Epcot has a rotating roster of seasonal festivals that all follow a similar naming pattern. Here, it seems someone got the two confused, the currently ongoing International Flower and Garden Festival, and of course, the upcoming International Food and Wine Festival, which begins in July. New Remy's Ratatouille Adventure Wishables have finally arrived at Walt Disney World. Even though it's an Epcot attraction, we found them at the Magic Kingdom. Guests can find them in the Emporium right now. They're $14.99 each. They finally arrived months after they were available at Disneyland. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, like for our 15th anniversary event that's coming up, and more. Special shout out to all the WIGS members watching who make the show happen every week. On our trip around the world, or at least World Showcase, this past week at Epcot, we stopped by the Joffrey's Coffee Stand at the American Adventure Pavilion to try the new secret annual passholder drink. It's a lavender lemon drop for $5.19. It's frozen lemon with a splash of lavender. You can read the full review on our website. Stone Cold Steve Austin. I never thought I would get to say that name on this show. Of WWE fame has confirmed that his signature in the celebrity guest book at the Hollywood Brown Derby at the studios is fake. The restaurant at Hollywood Studios shows off new signatures each day from celebrities who have dined there. They turn the page to a different page every day. They've always been all presented as authentic. So during our visit the other day, I tweeted a photograph of the signatures on display, which that day were of Steve Austin and Kristen Vangnis. I think I'm pronouncing that right. However, Steve Austin, via a verified Twitter account, his Twitter account, responded to us to let us know it was a, quote, fake sig. His claim calls into question the legitimacy of the book and begs the question of who forged the signature. Did they think someone dining at the restaurant was him and asked them to sign, and so they thought it was funny and went for it? Or did someone in the restaurant just be like, oh, it'd be fun to fill in today? It's an interesting question. Obviously, many or most of them in the book are likely real. This one is interesting that it's not. And no one can figure out who it is. Then someone else asked and they told him it was a different wrestler, but then we cross-checked that wrestler's signature and it's not theirs either. So it's just a weird, interesting story. Finding Nemo, The Big Blue and Beyond will debut in the theater in the wild on June 13th at Animal Kingdom. The show replaces Finding Nemo the Musical, which never reopened following the COVID-19 closure. The show will be added as a Genie Plus Lightning Lane option on the same date. Also, the Adventurer's Outpost character meet and greet location will open on June 19th at Animal Kingdom. Mickey and Minnie usually greet guests inside the Adventurer's Outpost. We assume they'll be there when it comes back. And Lightning Lane access for the meet and greet will reportedly be included with Genie Plus. Are you a conservation hero? Well, Animal Kingdom is offering a new button in celebration of the 50th anniversary of Disney World when you donate to the Disney Conservation Fund at participating locations across the park. Guests can receive a button for donations starting at $1 for their contributions, declaring them a conservation hero. The new button is iridescent in shades of blue, pink, and purple. The Fab 50 character statue silhouettes surround the Disney Conservation Fund logo. including Timon, Simba, Pumbaa, Nemo, Dory, Bambi, and Thumper. Those are, in fact, the Fab 50 statues that are visible at Animal Kingdom. Triceratops Spin at Dinoland USA in Animal Kingdom will be closed from June 13th through June 18th for refurbishment. Such a short refurbishment implies that this is a standard maintenance closure and nothing more. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com. And of course, be sure to follow us on all your favorite social media platforms for the absolute latest. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. And that, of course, is the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. I had to do it. Had to be done.
Welcome to Disney Entertainment News Today from WDW News Today. I'm Rob Whiteside from WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney entertainment stories.
For the latest in Disney entertainment news, watch Disney Entertainment News Today, hosted by Rob Whiteside. From movies and series news to stage shows, books, video games, and more, new episodes drop every Tuesday on Unplanned Downtime.
Thank you.